place I can't. Okay? Seriously.
Amen. Good morning. Good day to praise the Lord, isn't it? He is so worthy of our praise. I think when we get to heaven, one of the things that we will regret on earth that we didn't praise Him more, that we didn't magnify Him more here and uplift His name and magnify and uplift Him. And so I encourage you today, let's just praise Him. He's worthy of our praise. He's a good God, a good Father. Happy Father's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Rhonda said there'll be some things we're crazy doing both, but we want to recognize our fathers and our mothers. Now, I preached a Mother's Day message, so I'm going to preach a Father's Day message, if that's okay. And if it's not, Dan can preach a Mother's Day message. It is good to be with you this morning. And we'll take any prayer requests that you may have, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We have any special requests this morning? Remember the Ferguson family. Sam Ferguson's mother passed away, and I believe they said she was 98. Is that right? She's 98-year-old. So I know Sam really spent a lot of time with her. They were real close. And so let's pray for Sam and Carol and the family today. Any others? Do keep remember Sister Kathy also. She's not doing very well. Okay. A lot of folks traveling. I think we got some others going out today or tomorrow sometime. So remember people as they travel. Be all. We want to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Brother Tim, would you stand and pray over these requests this morning?
All these individuals up to prayer requests, those folks pray for the message today, Lord, that you just give us the word you have us to hear. So with us now, forgive us our sins, and we'll be able to preach in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. As far as announcements today, it's a Father's Day, and our offering will be going to the Helping Hands Fund. And I don't know if everyone's familiar with that. Some may not be, but it is a fund that was set up years ago for our widows. And they around December, they get checks helping with light bill and different things. So that offering today will be going to the Helping Hands Fund. Want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day, and happy Mother's Day also. Remember, as far as our announcements, our Tuesday evening prayer, we meet here at 6, and been having pretty good crowds. I wasn't able to come this past week, but come out and join us and pray. Good time of being together. And in our Wednesday midweek service, Bible study and prayer. Keep this in mind. Is there any other announcements? Okay. All right, Brother Gary, you come. Morning. Good to see you and good to be together. And again, happy Father's Day. And it is truly a blessing to be in the house of the Lord today. Glad to be with our family together in the Lord's house. Let's do pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for your many, many wonderful blessings, your goodness. And Father, we're so thankful for every provision. Everything you've provided for us and given us, we ask you today to lead and guide us, direct us, pray for this service. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. May everything be done to bring glory and honor to your name. May you be magnified and exalted today. And what a blessing it is to be a child of the living God. Father, we just ask you now that you would meet with us, meet every need, be with our nation. Be with the other churches around today. Be with the pastors. And Lord, the folks that are unable to come and be with us today, I pray for them. I pray for the ones that's on the road traveling. You protect them. And Father, be with us today. And we love you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. This time I think Brother Dennis is going to share with us a song.
Good morning. Had to bring my cheat sheet with me this morning. Let me just say happy Mother's and Father's Day today. We're celebrating them both. And I was blessed with a good mom, still have. And blessed with a good dad that I don't have right now. I miss him. I love him. But I'm thankful, I have my mom. And we got a lot to be thankful for. I know I do, getting up every morning, something to eat, good place to stay, good church to come to. We got a good church family. We got I think one of the best pastors any church could have. Things we take for granted. I was telling Brother Todd, Wednesday night he brought a good message. He said, it's been a while since you preached, but you couldn't tell it. But I told him before he came up here, I said, and the pastor makes sure this is the way it should be. When a preacher or pastor stands in his pulpit, they have the freedom to preach, because our pastor just don't let nobody come in the pulpit, and I don't think you should. But I told him right before he came up to preach, I said, you're going to have the freedom to preach up here. That's just the way this church is. It's loving, and I'm just glad to be back here. I miss being in church, and I've had a burden on my heart this morning for Sister Kathy and my Aunt Joanne. She's been sick. I know she don't feel good, so if that's all right, I'm going to pray real quick before I sing. Lord, I pray for Sister Kathy this morning and my Aunt Joanne. God, I just pray if it be your will that you give them a good day today and, touch your body. And I know neither one of them feel good. And their desires to be in church. I just pray if it be your will that you put your hand on them this morning and love on them. And if it be your will to heal them, give them a good day, give them a good night's rest. We ask these things in your name. Amen. If you got something to be thankful for, get up. If you want to thank God this morning, just stand. And I know we all have a lot to be thankful for, but y'all pray for me as I try to sing this song. When I look around and see the good things you've done for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all, but his blessings he freely gives. I owe my life to him. I got so much to thank him for, and I've got so much to thank him for, so much praise him for. Well, you see, he's been so good to me. When I think of what he's done and where he has brought me from, I got so much to thank him for. And sometimes while on this way, I'll kneel, stop and pray, thank you for all you've done for me. Amen. And one day I'll reach 7 shore. Oh, please let me kneel once more. I got so much to thank him for. And I've got So much to thank Him for, so much. Praise Him for where you see. He's been so good to me. Family, a loving wife. And this morning I got a little card, a little letter in from my daughter, Sarah. Dad's alive. Love on him. Amen. If your mom's alive, love on her. Amen. You know, growing up, my dad was not a hard man, but he tried to teach us values. Some things I get mad about. I see it today, though. So you ladies and men out there, your mom and dad's just going to say things you think they're crazy. Take advice from me. They've been there a whole lot longer than we have. And they love you. They just want you to learn. And if I just had a few more minutes with my dad today. Things I want to ask. Advice. Luckily, he left somebody else good in my path. It's my Uncle Jim that I can go to. And I know he'll steer me right. So, you know, God leaves people in your path. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to not finish my song. But thank you all for finishing my letter.
Have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. Of course, we'll be speaking about Father's Day, about our Father. And Dennis was talking about his dad and my dad taught me some stuff and a few things, and I'm so grateful he taught me to work. I can tell you that he was a workaholic, and it's hard living in a workaholic's home. Because he thought I was supposed to work as much as him. But he taught me a lot of things, and I'm so thankful and so grateful. A small boy's definition of Father's Day is, it's just like Mother's Day, only you don't spend as much money. And found another definition of a father. A father is a man who carries pictures in his wallet where money used to be. And I think there's some truth to that one too, aren't they? I seen something, and I kind of tried to check, be sure that it was true, and some of it was, so I think it is. But this is talk about Billy Crystal was in New York when his daughter, Lindsay, turned 11. And he phoned home to wish her a happy birthday and to apologize for not being there. Then he said, I've sent a large package that will arrive there this afternoon. Then he jumped on a nonstop flight to L.A. later. When Lindsay got home from school, the doorbell rang. And when she opened it, she saw a large 6-foot box. When she opened it, her dad was inside. And Crystal said, she hugged me so long, I didn't think she'd ever let go. And he added that, I've missed 35 birthdays with my dad. I'm not going to let that happen with my daughter. Billy Crystal was 15 when his dad passed away. And I want to echo what Brother Dennis said. If you've got a dad, or you've got a mother, slobber on them today. I mean, let them know that you love them. Let them know how much you appreciate them. Because there'll be a day you won't be able to. And my dad's been gone since 94. And my mom be 4 years in Thanksgiving. But I love them. And thank the Lord for them and all the provisions and everything that they had done. But if you would stand with me. Matthew chapter 6. Starting at verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father, we thank you again for this day. We thank you for Father's Day. We thank you, Lord, for the men that you chose to be our fathers. And you chose us to be their children. And Lord, and I thank you for that and in this life. But I am so thankful that you are my heavenly Father. And I'm so thankful that as the model prayer here is given to us, we can come to our Father. And I'm glad that I can come to you today. And I tell you that I'm sorry for letting you down and sorry for failing you. And Lord, did I ask you to forgive me? I ask you to make me usable just now. I pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, you'd touch our hearts today. You'd encourage us. Lord, help us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. This prayer starts out, Our Father. And God is called a Father here. As I sat down and I started, the Lord had laid this on my heart a little earlier, and when I sat down and I started putting this together, the first thing that I didn't get past this right here, that he's called Father. And to be able to use that to him this morning, that you have to be saved. You have got to have a relationship with him to be able to say, Dear Heavenly Father, or Our Father. It is a relationship, and it comes, the first prayer that he'll hear and answer is, Lord, will you forgive me and come into my heart and forgive me of my sins? And the sinner's prayer, as we say, and that prayer to be able to ask the petitions and come before the throne of grace, that we have to be a recipient of that grace. We have to get to a point where we've asked Jesus to forgive us of our sins and come into our hearts and change us and make us new creatures. Only that relationship will qualify you to be able to say, Our Heavenly Father. Amen? Jesus told the Pharisees, in John chapter 8, 44, he said that when they were discussing, they said, our father's Abraham. And he said, ye are of your father, the devil. Now, I talked about that old varmint last week. I don't want to talk about him a whole lot this week. But if God is not our father this morning, then the devil's our father. Woo! Just, if you didn't hear last week, just go back and play and listen if that's who you want your daddy to be. Amen?
So the first is to being qualified. We have got to be qualified to be able to call upon the name of the Lord. In John 1:12, the Bible says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that call upon his name or believe on his name." And so we see that we have to be truly saved, obedient children of God. And I want to look just a minute before I get in. There's a father and child relationship in this, as I see. And as it's a relationship as a father with his children. And we are the children of God. God, through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, has made it possible that we can become sons of God when we call upon his name. What I think the greatest miracle ever in the world, that a person can be redeemed and their sins forgiven and them adopted into the family of God. Woo! I think we rank way up there on the love meter. What do you think? We're up pretty high on that. And I'm so thankful for that. And he is the creator and a great parent. But not only that, he is our preserver and provider. In Matthew 6:32 says, "For all these things do the Greeks seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things." He knoweth what we need. But far greater than we could ever think or ask. Aren't you glad of that today? But not only in this passage we see a father and child relationship, but I see a sibling or brother and sister relationship. We are the family of God. Aren't you glad of that? We are in this together. We cry together. We laugh together. We encourage each other. When we're down, we can call each other. Sometimes the Lord will even lay on our heart and we can call our brother or sister and encourage them. What a blessing it is to be part of the family of God. I wouldn't trade that for anything. I'm glad to be part of the family of God. That song says we say brother and sister around here. It's because we're a family and these folks are so dear. Amen. If I could sing, I'd sing it to you. This state keep the preaching, right? But I want to hit a few things here. And he is our Father. And the first thing I want, which art in heaven. He is our heavenly Father. Praise his name this morning. Happy Father's Day, our Heavenly Father. Wow. He is our Father. Isaiah 40:22, it says, "It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth." Or, "It is he that sits above the earth." He is above all. He is not made by man. He is not a figment of our imagination. He is the sovereign God and ruler of the universe. And he sits above everything. And you remember last week when I was talking to the devil? The devil said, "I'm going to ascend above his throne." There is none above his throne. He is above all. And if you want to go to the top, that's who to go to. Praise the Lord. See, we see it in this, in his presence, his omnipresence. In 1 Kings 8:27, it says, "But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house have I builded for thee?" No matter where you go, he is there. He is everywhere. This is one of the things I just have to accept in faith. I don't understand it, but he's everywhere. He knows all, He sees all, and He is everywhere. Omnipresent. Not only that, but His majesty and dominion shows that He's our Father. In 2 Chronicles 26, and He said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not Thou God in heaven? And rulest not Thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in Thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand Thee? His majesty and His dominion. He is Creator and Lord. We love to sing the song here, Majesty. We like to worship His majesty. He is very majestic this morning. And He is in control. He don't get caught off guard. Things just don't come up on Him. He sees over the hill and around the curves. Aren't you thankful for that this morning? And we get blindsided and we stand around and we rub our hands together and we worry and we just get in a big circle and worry. Amen? He don't worry. He don't have to worry. Because if it comes in my life, it is first filtered through His hand. He is in control. I know I've said this before, but you remember Moses said, Lord, let me see Your glory. And he said, I'm liable to start preaching. He said, Moses, get up on this rock here beside me. And then he put him in the cleft of the rock, and he put his hand over him. And Moses was in that cleft of the rock. There was stone on each side. There was stone behind him. There was no way around him. And anything that would ever get to Moses had to be filtered through the hand of God. It couldn't get behind him. It couldn't get beside him. It had to come, and God had to allow it. In the life of a believer, it's the exact same way. You'll never face anything that God didn't allow to come your way. Amen. His power and might in Psalm 115:3, but our God is in heaven. He hath done whatsoever He had pleased. Was it Eli when God called Samuel? He said, don't withhold from me, Samuel, what the Lord said. And the Lord had told him that his two sons wasn't going to make it. He said, well, and I've always remembered this. He said, well, He's God. He can do whatever He wants. That's who He is. He's God this morning. I don't know. I'm afraid that sometimes we lose sight of really who He is. Or I don't say lose sight. I think maybe we get kind of used to it and we kind of take it for granted and we just maybe like our parents. You know, I just take it for granted mom's going to have supper on the table. I didn't know what a blessing it was. I just took it for granted that dad's going to go to work and provide for us. I just took it for granted that I'd have clean clothes and socks to put on. I took it for granted I'd have shoes to wear. I took it for granted I'd have a nice bedroom and a good comfortable bed to sleep in. We take all these things for granted. And I think it's the same way with our Heavenly Father. We take all this stuff that He has given us. Every gift that is given has come from above, the Father of lights, whom there is no variableness. And He is Almighty God, and He loves us. Wow. And He has provided for me through the years. I mean, sometimes a little better than I ought to get. I've eaten well. I thank Him for it. I praise Him this morning, and I don't want to lose sight, and I don't want to take things for granted of how good He is to us. His omniscience, He knows everything. Psalm 111:4, the Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, His eyelids try the children of men. He's all-knowing. He knows what we're in need of. He knows the best path. Have you ever come, or am I the only one, that you've said, Lord, what are you doing? Why? Is this going? I'm one of yours. Hello? I've asked you to be the Lord of my life, and now I've got all this trouble. See, he knows that through that adversity and through those trials and through those temptations that he is perfecting me and making me what he wants me to be. And more that I go through these, the more and more I come out looking more like him. Amen. I heard of the refiner's pot, and they were refining. I can't remember if it's the silver or the gold, but they were refining it. And looking, and the person said, how do you know when it's just right? And he said, when I can see my face, my reflection in it, then I know it's right. When God can see his reflection in our lives, he knows we've had the right heat put on us. He knows we've been through the right trials. And he knows we've been through, and it's just right when he can see himself in us. Can he see himself in us today? Amen. In his holiness and purity in Isaiah 57. For thus saith the Lord, or the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and revive the heart of the contrite ones. His holiness and purity. His name is holy. He's pure. He can never. See, when we have bad thoughts toward God, it is from the devil. See, I'm afraid what happens is we put God in a box. And that's really called entitlement. And we think that we're entitled to certain things. I've got one agreeing with me. And we put God in a box, and when God don't meet my needs the way that I think he should, then I get puffed up about it. And then I start blaming God and pointing God and having bad feelings toward God. It's because I think I deserve more than I do. You know what that means? Amen, when I throw that up. See, just because everything don't go the way we want don't mean that God don't love you. Just because that we have troubles, and because we have trials, and because we have problems in the family, and because we don't get the job that we think we deserve, and we don't get the raise that we think we deserve, and our kids don't go to the school that we think they should go, and our parents didn't live as long as we thought they ought to, and all of these things, that's things that we have set up, and it's goals that we have set, and goals that we have made, and then when it don't come about, we get mad at God over it. But he's holy. He's pure. He don't make mistakes. The closest I think he ever, Brother Todd, come to making a mistake is when he called me to preach. I said, Lord, you've got the wrong number. But you know, I think he called me because he said, if that boy can preach, anybody can preach. I'm going to show the world I can make a preacher out of that rascal. Isn't he good? Isn't it a blessing to be able to say, our Father? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed or sanctified His name is to be exalted. His name is to be set apart. I hear and see so much in the world today, His name is handled so loose. And the Bible says in Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. This verse years ago, when I read this part of it, really jumped out, and I've never forgotten him. It said, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. When we handle his name in a disrespectful way, we'll give an account for it. Now, I've heard so many people handle it so disrespectfully. You know, the Jews wouldn't even say the name of God. They didn't want to take a chance on mishandling his name. It was so respectful and it was so high that they wouldn't even touch it, that they didn't want to go there. But then we have the liberty, we can just handle it any way we want to. It's a fearful thing to mishandle and misuse the name of God. A lot of people in the world today be good to hear this. It'll be a time of being before God and answering for it. You know, we are to hallow God's name. And God Himself, we understand more of who He is through His attributes. His name is holy. His attribute, His divine nature is one of His attributes. He is divine. He is God. He is holy. He is above all. There is no reproach. There is no other God. There is none any higher than Him. There is nothing but Him. He is God and ruler and Lord of the universe. His power. He is all-powerful. We've talked about Him being all-knowing and ever-present. He is all-powerful. There is nothing. I just think of in creation. And it says in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He said, the earth was without form and void, and it was dark. And He said, let there be light. Wham! It was light. Whatever He says happens. He called all the worlds and all the stars and spoke everything into existence. And He said, let dry ground appear. Now let us make man in our image. You know, I like that. What does the Bible say? He stood up and He formed man. If you form somebody, you got to get down. The ruler and maker of the universe got down and made man. And breathed the breath of life into his nostrils. Woo! I'll shout if nobody else will. Amen. I believe I got some help with Todd. I think he's a shouter. Brother, I enjoyed your message the other night. Good job. I tell you something that I really liked when I seen him here. You know, I've told people several times, I quit studying when I leave the seat and come up here. I seen Todd 2 seconds before he's coming. He's still looking. I said, I know where you are, brother. I quit studying when I get in the pulpit. But his power and his wisdom. Wow. His wisdom. You know, men spend lifetimes trying to figure things out. We want to know how everything works, and we want to figure out the universe. We want to figure out everything and all the laws of nature and everything. He created it all. It was His idea. Woo. So, if the Bible says, James said, what was it said? If any man lack wisdom, let him ask. And he'll give it to you liberally. So if I'm going to ask for wisdom, why do I go talk to a man? Amen? Why do I ask man's wisdom and what man has come up with and what man thinks when I could go right straight to the throne of God boldly and not worry about it and ask the one who put the world into existence? Woo! Praise His name. His justice. You know, people throughout all history thinks they get by with stuff. We think that we've done things that's hid. The Bible said anything that's been done in the house will be proclaimed on the housetop. Anything done in the dark is going to be brought to the light. We are not going to get by with anything. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Every deed, every idle word, every evil thought, everything, and whether it be good or whether it be bad, we're going to give an account before God one day. He's a holy God, He's a loving God, He's a merciful God, but He's also a just God. Amen. Does that mean He's in charge? He's got more authority than Barney Fife. Amen. And merciful. You know, the older I get, the more I thank Him for mercy. Early on in my Christian life, but then the older I get, I think, man, thank You, Lord, for the mercy. Thank You for what You have spared me from. And what You could take the worst situation in the world and we could say, there goes me, except for the grace of God. Except for the mercy. The mercies and grace of God. Praise His name. We hallow God's name. I want to use just a couple of names and I'll get on. I know I'm going getting long. Elohim, it's one God, the sovereign God. Yahweh, the Lord, to exist, I am. Abba, boy, I like this name. Abba, Father. You know what that means? Daddy. Boy, I like that because that's personal. I've got too much respect for Him. I don't usually go to Him in prayer as Daddy, but I have that relationship with Him. He's God of the universe. He said I can come boldly before the throne of grace, and I can come to Him as my Daddy was sitting on that throne. Whew. Praise the Lord. I can't help but when I think of this, I think of Esther. When she came before the king and he was sitting on the throne. And she said, Mordecai said, Esther, you need to go. They're going to wipe the Jews out. And she said, I can't go before him. I've not been called for 30 days. And if I go, he said, how do you know you've not been put in that position for such a time as this? And she went before the king. One of the best pictures of His mercy and grace. He held the scepter out. She touched the top of the scepter. Glory, hallelujah. Aren't you glad for the day you touched the scepter of holiness of God, a scepter of righteousness? And He extended His mercy. He extended His grace. And I've become a recipient. And I touched it, the scepter. And I was changed into one of His children. Glory, hallelujah. Now, He said, thy kingdom come. A kingdom or the reign. The kingdom is at hand. You remember early on in John's ministry in Jesus, and Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It was there with them. And in Luke 17, verse 20 and 21, the Bible says, and when it was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, He answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not by observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. You know, I'm thankful for the spiritual kingdom of God that I am a partaker of. That kingdom resides in my heart. Are you born again? The kingdom of God, you're part of it, and it's part of you. Then why did he say, pray, thy kingdom come? If we already part of it. See, we've got a taste of it, but we don't have the full thing yet. When Jesus comes back and Jesus sets his rule up forever, an eternal kingdom. You talking about sweet. I still think about it, and I can't wait till he comes back. The Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. He has come back as Lord of lords and King of kings, as Almighty God, and sets his rule up. The Bible says he's going to be the ruler of the nations. Praise the Lord. The last one, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. As I looked and I studied on this, and this word, his will, is really tied in with the law, his law. And if you want to know the will of God, then learn the law or the word of God. There's where you find God's will in the life of a believer, in the life of everyone. It's not his will that any should perish, but all come to repentance. It's not his will that we are obedient children. It's his will that we are obedient children. It's his will that we tell the world that there is, that Jesus made it possible that they could be saved and not have to go to hell. It's his will for us to share the gospel. It's his will for us to tell our neighbors. It's his will for us to raise our children in fear and admonition of God. It's his will that we bring our children and our families to church. It's his will that we read the Bible every day. It's his will that we pray. It's his will that we trust him. See, you know where I got all that from? Out of the Word. I always, and when I looked at this a long time ago, it said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Brother Tim, I guarantee you, all the T's are crossed and every I's dotted in heaven. He has complete 100% control. And you know what they do 24 hours a day in heaven? They praise him and exalt him. What was it, Isaiah? In Isaiah chapter 6, they said, holy, holy, holy. If you read over in Revelation, holy, holy, holy. He's exalted. He's uplifted. It is God's will for us to praise him and to give him the glory and the honor that he deserves. His law is perfect, and it's to be obeyed in earth as it is in heaven. I'm just about finished. It's his will for us to be saved. If you're here today and you don't know him, he gave the best he had. He sent the very best thing heaven had to offer, Jesus Christ, to make a way that we could be saved and spend eternity in heaven. And not only is it his will that we're saved, but it's his will that we're sanctified. We are to live holy lives. Holy living will not take you to heaven, but it will make you an obedient child. Amen. We are to live holy and separated and consecrated lives before God. And the third one is that we are to be in his service. Go ye is a command. Go ye into all the world, making disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the world. Praise his name. 1 Peter 1:13, the Bible says, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end, for the grace that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Did you get that in verse 14? As obedient children. If God is the Father, shouldn't we be obedient? There's nothing, I'm not a parent, but I would imagine there's nothing that would please a parent like having a child that's obedient. The Bible says it's better, obedience better than sacrifice. To obey. I have one thing I want to read you, and then I'll let you go. The small boy had been consistently late for dinner. One particular day, his parents had warned him to be on time or there would be consequences. But he arrived later than ever. He found his parents already seated at the table, about to start eating. Quickly, he sat at his place. Then he noticed what was set before him, a slice of bread and a glass of water. There was silence as he was sat staring at his plate. Crushed, suddenly he saw his father's hand reach over, pick up the son's plate and set it before himself. Then dad put his own plate in front of his son, proceeding to eat nothing more than the bread and water. Now some may argue that the boy needed to experience the consequences of his disobedience, but here was the result. When the boy became a man, he said, all my life I've known what God was like by what my father did that night. What an example for the father to resemble the heavenly father. He took the best he had and allowed him to take the worst we had. He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. It's over my head. I don't understand it. But I'm sure grateful. Aren't you? Praise the Lord. Are you saved today? Are you ready to go to heaven? Are you living obedient as an obedient child? Let's pray. Father, we do come to you and pray, and I'm so thankful for your provisions, for your blessings, for all your goodness. Now, Father, I pray that you would bless and anoint this time of invitation. If there would be one today, Father, that don't know you, this would be the day they would call upon your name. This would be the day, Father, that they would trust you with the salvation of their souls. Now, Lord, I ask you to minister to us. And, Father, if they be, some of us may not be obedient children, may not be living exactly like we ought to. I pray you would touch our hearts today and convict us of it. Lord, that we'll trust you and we'll live like we ought to. Lord, I love you and I praise you and I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.